This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. You know, I finally had an opportunity to go to sleep at a normal time. So I did that last night. I didn't watch all of the Monday night games live. I will admit that. I needed to go to bed, and I feel phenomenal this morning. I feel the best I have felt in weeks physically. I'm still a little bummed we don't have Met baseball. We'd rather have Met baseball. But physically, after getting some sleep, I feel very good. So I come in, I make sure I'm caught up on all the highlights. And as I'm watching the Baltimore Ravens, I'm thinking the Jets are going to try to be better than them. The Jets are going to try to get in the playoffs and be better than that team. Yeah, good luck. You got no shot. I'm sorry. There are teams in the AFC that even if the Jets get it together, they are going to get steamrolled by. And oh, by the way, Bill Belichick again on Pat McAfee yesterday is trashing Woody Johnson. What do you think that does for potential head coaching candidates in the offseason when the guy who's the greatest to ever do it says that the owner is a dope on a weekly basis on national TV? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I may not be as, energetic as you this morning because I did watch and I have to watch and I love to watch. And I was thinking, you open up and you say, okay, the Ravens. Yeah, the Ravens are a different animal. They're going to make the playoffs. We all know that. The question is can the Jets get in the top seven? And right now at 2-5, you would say they don't have a chance. I will tell you that, all they have to do is they got to win this week, worry about this week, and then win next week, worry about the week after that, and then so on and so forth. And before you know it, other teams will start losing around them. And one of those teams happened to lose last night, and that was the Chargers, who lost to the Arizona Cardinals.
But what was this season about is really my question. Is it just squeak into the playoffs and get killed by another team?
No, we don't know what – you got to remember. So there are literally four parts to every season. At least that's the way we were taught when I was playing, that there were four quarters, just like a regular game. And the Jets basically are in the first quarter and a half of this season, and it's been an utter disaster. They fired their coach. They brought in a new wide receiver. They're getting their traded for outside edge rusher back this week. I mean, all of this crap. And I understand it's hard to see the forest through the trees when you're talking about the Jets. You could sit here and say they went all in this year and all they're getting is two wins out of seven games. And I would agree with you. I would basically say, yeah, the sky is falling. But ultimately, the player in me says, this is the way I would look at it. When I try to explain what I'm saying here, I'm saying it from a player, a former player's perspective. Like if I were in that locker room and I saw Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, a number of C.J. Mosley, Breece Hall, I would sit here and I would say, damn, I got a good team around me. We just got to get a win and we got to get some rhythm going and we got to start getting some confidence going on offense so we can actually be the players and the team that we're supposed to be. And again, I say, and I'll say it again, it's six games with these guys and they have made a ton of mistakes, especially in the second half of these games offensively. So eventually it's going to come around. I don't know when it's going to come around. I'm hoping it's this week. against the Patriots because they have already beaten the Patriots, and it's probably one of their better games this year. And hopefully they can stop Drake May. Drake May actually looks like a reasonably good quarterback. So they're going to see a different Patriots team than they saw the first time around. And they'll see a little bit more of a dangerous offensive team that will put pressure on their own defense. And I know it is open season on Aaron Rodgers. It is open season on Woody Johnson. It's open season on everybody over there in Florham Park. I understand that.
Yeah, right.
So my perspective, however, is how, like, if it were me in the middle of all this, mm-hmm. how the hell am I going to get this turned around where I can get this team to live up to the abilities of the players that are on the team? And
well, have the expectations changed for what they are?
I don't know. They shouldn't change.
Okay,
you know,
so that's the biggest point, though, because they'll never reach that.
And I know why Aaron said after the game, you know, we got to stop listening to you guys first. And it is the thing, you know, maybe in Green Bay he didn't have nearly as much, and I'm sure there was some criticism towards him, and there's probably a lot more laughing going on because of what the Jets have dealt with the last year and a half. But I would say that for me, I'm saying I got really good players here. This is proven players all around me, and you know we have got to get this thing going. Whether or not Jeff Ulbrich's message to the team is going to be listened to, or everybody's out for themselves right now, that's yet to be seen. But as the former player in me, I'm sitting here. I played for Rich Kotite here,
yeah,
and I was an idiot enough to think that we could win every time we went on the field. I felt that way, but I'm just telling you.
Well, I can't argue your point, right? I can't argue your point. Like, you're the player, you got to believe that you can turn it around. Because why would you show up to work and there's talent? That's fine.
And it's a big paycheck,
right? That's
a much bigger paycheck than I got. Yeah,
and then that right? Yeah, you got to do that. There's no question about it. But just trying to project and look in the situation that they're in. I mean, and Belichick said this yesterday too, because I really love listening to Bill Belichick as an analyst. I'm enjoying him in this role, which was, you know, he's like, no, defense was better than Rob Saleh was there. I mean, I don't know. And then you got this guy who's being both the defensive coordinator and the head coach.
And by the way, he also went after Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, he did. So
he's taking his pot shots, his little, like, you know.
But I mean, it's true, though, too. And even Rex Ryan said the same thing yesterday, where he's like, you know, when you're the head coach and the defensive coordinator and you've never been a head coach before and you're in the middle of this cauldron of negativity, I mean, it's not an easy thing to do for Jeff Ulbrich.
Hence why Aaron Rodgers said we got to stop listening to the media. It's not just the writers who probably cover the team every day, like Ken Azzaro and Samini. It's not just us who are talking about it every day. You know, it's the people on ESPN shouting, screaming, and yelling.
Guys is a former head coach of the Jets who actually had success, and the other guy beat the Jets 10 million times. It's not just guys like me that are saying it. You know, these are guys with some real credibility.
I've been on losing teams, so I know what it's like. You know, Rex basically got fired in Buffalo. Couldn't turn around because he didn't have a quarterback, and you know, he's got his own scars that he's got to deal with, as we all do, any of us who have played or coached in this league. And then we do sound like experts because some of us have lived through days like this. But I still look at this Jet team and I say there's just too much talent there for it not to win their share of games this year. And whenever it turns on, and hopefully it does turn on, you know, later on in this season, if it doesn't get too late, they're going to find their footing and they're going to be a pain in the ass to deal with. And right now it has been scuffle after scuffle after scuffle. And, you know, they've been in every game with the exception of this Monday night game against the Steelers, which was about as disappointing a loss, because you could say the three previous games, they got killed. We expected that.
But you said the only game they weren't in was
the previous three games, they were all in. Okay. And they had a chance to win late in the game, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be as, you know, condescending and sarcastic about it as you want.
I just want to make sure you're accurate. I mean, you said they were in every game.
If I'm in there, I said, okay, we got to beat the Patriots this week. We got to hone in on what's going on, and we got to be ourselves, and we got to bring out the best in each other, and we got to just win this game. Just win this game. Keep our head down. You know, he doesn't have to go on McAfee explaining everything, but he's going, you know, he's got a contract there. He's got to go there. So, you know, they better start winning or that's going to start falling on deaf ears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said earlier in the year, you know, as great as he is, you know, he's got to understand what he's dealing with. I mean, this is an enormous market where everybody has an opinion. And 9 times out of 10 in situations like this, rightfully so, it's going to be negative. And, you know, the media is going to harp on that negativity. They're going to look at Jet fans in the stands with bags over their heads. They're going to do the round tables with the Jet fans, our friends, and those guys are all going to be negative. It never happens to any other franchise. Yeah, try being a Browns fan. Try being a Panthers fan. You know, I mean, there are other teams out there that are dealing with crap that they don't even have a chance to get out of. At least the
Panthers
Jets
have been to 2 Super Bowls since the Jets have been.
I would say the Jets right now have an opportunity to get out of this. Now, I will say it reminds me a lot of the Mets. And you know who else reminds me a lot of the Mets? The Giants of 2022 remind me a lot of the Mets. Are the Mets going to stand back and bring back everybody because they had just great memories in the last 2 months and they went to the playoffs unexpectedly?
Yeah, I said that in July. Yeah, it was like they were to make the comparison of that and what are they going to do at the trade deadline. You know, are they going to go all in? Are they going to trade? Like, it reminds me of the exact same situation. Are you going to sign guys in the offseason? Are you going to keep them around? There were a lot of parallels between those two situations. But so is Woody Johnson going into, you know, all the stuff that he's doing, taking control of this organization and saying to Joe Douglas, hey, I got it. I'm going to do things my way. Is he doing that to still win a Super Bowl this year? Or is he doing that just to not be terrible? I mean, this is a real question that I have.
They're all in. And Woody Johnson has said that this is the best.
All in for what, though?
Like, they're all in trying to win. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
What?
They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to hear.
What else are you trying to win?
Well, because there are so many different. Hey, man, like, we've seen it with the Yankees. Hold on. No.
Believe me, I experienced that.
But the Jets also have these levels of things that they haven't done in a very long time. So this is why I'm asking this question. Is like they haven't made the playoffs in a very long time. They haven't hosted a playoff in a game in a very long time. I mean, the Super Bowl is just like in a stratosphere that I don't think we can even talk about. So, like, what, like, is Woody Johnson, you know, doing all this stuff to save the season so they make the playoffs and like stop that drought? Or they really think that they're going to have a shot at winning a Lombardi Trophy? Because if that's the case, then. I mean, it's hilarious. Yeah,
but you can't think that way. Right now, all you got to think about is the Patriots if you are the team. And this is the negativity that Aaron Rodgers is talking about, and I lived through myself. I mean, sometimes it's really, really hard to overcome it. And, you know, you never know what's going on in the locker room. But my thing is that they still have great players in that locker room that they you got to believe. Because if you don't, as a player, believe that you can win, then what the hell's the sense of showing up? I mean, you have to win this week, first and foremost. Short week, play the Texans. C.J. Stroud's not having a great season. It's an okay season. They have some injuries. I mean, you know, before you know it, the bye week will be here. And if they have 3 wins at the bye week, done. Over. No way. No chance. But if they have 5 or 6 wins at the bye week, now all of a sudden you got yourself back in the mix and you have a final run where, you know, you could flip the beginning of the season and turn it around and go out on a winning streak at the end of the season and be right back in the middle of the playoffs. We are not even at the halfway point yet. And like I said, you know, with the New York Mets, at one point, I think they were 16.5 games out of first place. And somehow they found the magic. And the magic came in so many different ways and so many different moments. And, you know, that could happen for the Jets. It's more likely that it's not going to happen just simply because they can't seem to find their footing. But all they need is 1 or 2 games where they just take off, and then all of a sudden everything will look completely different than it does today.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, when you fire a coach midseason, you expect a boost. The boost that the Jets got was losing to the Bills in a game where they could have been in first place and then having their worst loss
think
of the year
that.
After
two games ago, they were playing a game where they could have been in first place, and they lost it.
Yeah, and then they had their worst loss of the year after that with the new head coach that was supposed to help.
Yeah, I know. And so everything that, you know, Bill Belichick says is you got to probably listen to intently because, you know, he'll give you now all of a sudden he's like Mr. Open and Honesty.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, and because he's smart, because being open and honest as an NFL head coach is stupid, as we learned from Rob Saleh putting his foot in his mouth 10 million times.
Antonio Pierce, Gerard Mayo.
Right, all those guys.
I mean, like all of these guys, like Antonio and Gerard, I think just sometimes think that they're still playing and that they use words that players would use about other players on the team, which tend to, you know, sting a little bit more because at least the player is saying it. If you're not in uniform and you're not protecting your players publicly, now all of a sudden you got an issue. And that's where those issues are lying with those particular franchises.
Yeah. So, I mean, Bill Belichick now in the media knows that he has to say stuff that matters. That's interesting because that's his job now. So,
well, you know what? I also believe that, you know, he is really pissed off that he's not the coach of the Patriots. That's the sense I get. You know, he's on every channel. I mean, it's really amazing when you think of the metamorphosis. Of Bill Belichick going from we're on to Cincinnati, not saying one goddamn word at a press conference, to now all of a sudden just blabbing all over the place.
Yeah, well, I mean
that's it's unbelievable.
If he wants to be good at both of those jobs, but that's the way he has to be.
Do you think he wants to work in the NFL again? If he had a
guess? I think that he will, and he understands. Like, listen to the organizations and the owners that he doesn't criticize. Like, he knows he's not going to the Jets. So he kills them. He knows he's not going back to the Patriots. He kills them. So there's other organizations, you know, that he's a little bit lighter on and not saying things about.
Somebody should ask him about Daniel Jones and the Giants.
They did. They did.
And what was his comment on that?
Well, he was definitely not trouncing them. And he also said something about the Saquon Barkley thing. He said he thought that Daboll and Mara didn't want to get rid of. We know Mara didn't, but he said Daboll didn't either. And Howie Roseman made a great move, so he did say that. But
who wanted to get rid of Saquon? Joe Shane,
I guess, and Brandon Brown and the rest of the front office. I mean, that's the guys that he didn't mention. So, but another point that I brought up earlier, I do think that it's a major problem because I still think most head coaches in the league look up to Bill Belichick still, right? Like the way Sean McVay was tongue-bathing him before that Super Bowl. Like, you think that most coaches respect him, right?
One guy that's not kissing the rings, and that's Rex Ryan. Right. What's he doing now?
Right, so, exactly. So, the way he is talking about Woody Johnson publicly, I can't imagine if somebody who is close to him, or maybe not even close to him, calls him to say, hey, they offered me the Jets job, what do you think? He's going to say, no way, sit it out. Don't do it. So I think that the pool of good candidates shrinks because the greatest in the game hates the owner and has no respect for him, and his opinion counts. I think keep an eye on.
Yeah, I also, you know.
Keep an eye on it.
I mean, not to belabor the point, but the owner also listened to Peyton Manning and hired, you know.
That was Chris Johnson, though.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, but the point being is like,
Who could be back in that seat, by the way, if Trump wins?
Right, exactly.
Maybe you'll rehire Adam Gase. Let's go.
Well, the thing about it is that eventually, depending on what happens the rest of the season, it's trending towards a whole new coaching staff. And the question is who would that coach be and how much would they have to pay him? And is it going to be a ex-head coach, which you would hope that it would be, or is it going to be another coordinator, which I think they've been down this road like 1,000 times and it hasn't worked.
Well, Adam Gase was an ex-head coach, and that might have been the worst hire out of them all. So, I mean, it really comes down to just the right guy, regardless of what he did prior to that. And, you know, Rob Saleh wasn't, Adam Gase wasn't, Todd Bowles wasn't. It's unbelievable.
I will say this. I'm telling you, if they don't turn it around, the ugliness around here in regards to these players is going to be, they'll never really understand. They will never have gone through what they're getting ready to go through if they don't turn it around. Let's put it that way.
Sure. Yeah. And they're getting a taste of it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, yeah. You guys Boomer ready to play a little golf today, baby?
Yeah. For sure. It's going to be almost 80 degrees.
I mean, we got to be out there. What's the matter with you, Jerry? Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
You got your big old black pants on today, so I figured you're ready to play golf.
There's nothing wrong with these pants. These are not my fat pants. Pants are fine.
But I'm saying you got your black pants on today. I figured you were ready to go.
I am ready to go.
What's the matter?
Couple issues. One issue you know about. The other one I forgot about, and this is me being a bad dad.
I mean, I know what it is, Jerry, because Al and Gio told me already.
Well, they said
Jerry's freaking out already, and I'm like, why is he freaking out?
It's
6 o'clock in the morning. You're already you're having a freak out, and I don't want that.
A little bit, only because it's always something when I told
with you. Yes, of course.
I do agree. I do agree. Tuesdays are great days for me. They are great days.
Well, today's Tuesday.
Yes, it is. And so when I told my wife on Sunday that I was playing golf Tuesday, she goes, "This Tuesday?" "Yeah, this Tuesday." "Tuesday, I got nothing. Tuesdays." She goes, "Yeah, you know, we're going to dinner for your son's birthday Tuesday."
Oh.
Matthew's 20 today.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to Matthew.
20 years old. I know. Tell me about it.
I mean, he's a man now.
Yeah.
So he understands you're going to go play golf.
Yes, which we are.
Because you're a man.
But we still did make the dinner reservations. But I said that's no problem because we'll be done in time where then G told me, probably not. So
he wanted to be done by 3:30. I'm thinking, it's going
to
be a little.
Are we beaming ourselves to the golf course after we leave here?
When we had this conversation last week, two things were said. One, you've got to get out of here at 10 because we're playing as soon as we get there because you had something to do tonight at MetLife Stadium.
Right.
And two, make sure the 11 o'clock is covered so you can get out of here. So I figured we were playing around 11 o'clock. So I thought we were good, especially since you had to be at MetLife.
Look, I can tell you're all anxious.
I am anxious.
And there's no way to play golf you're anxious.
I said to Al, I'm nervous to go in there right now.
Yes. You know what? We'll do it next year someday that you're free.
We'll just
do it next year.
This is fun.
That's not what I'm saying. I mean, because we're running out of daylight and we're running out, you know, the great weather and everything else like that. It doesn't, I mean, look.
Jerry, you would be miserable.
It's
as beautiful as a golf course as it is hanging out with us.
Like, hurry up. I'm not doing that.
I thought we were playing at 11,
Jerry.
And I thought we'd be done by 3:15. That's not.
But we're not. It won't be 11, though.
That's right. So listen.
We're not playing.
Don't worry about it. You're not playing.
What?
And I know you got all dressed up.
I did.
You were conflicted.
Clubs are in the car.
And I don't want you to be.
I'm not conflicted at all.
You are conflicted.
I think the details got a little.
That's not my fault.
Here. Well, no, it is. You said we have to get out there to get going because you had to be at MetLife.
I said we have to get out there to get going because you don't want to get caught in traffic coming back.
Do you not have something to do tonight?
No.
Did you not have something this weekend?
I have something on Thursday night.
Oh. And then we switched it from Thursday to Tuesday because I can't do Thursdays because of the NFL responsibilities.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We switched it all up for you.
Yeah.
Is what we did. And now we're finding out that you can't make it because you're going to be like an anxious biatch. And I can't play with somebody like that.
I'm not anxious. I'm fine.
No, right now you're fine.
I would take this out, Jerry.
No, if
I were in your shoes, that's what I do.
I want the out.
You sure?
No. You got to take the out.
It would be a tremendous weight off your chest.
Here's what I would say.
20th though. Birthday. It's not why like you're not going to have 20 more, but
why
don't worry
is it
about it.
Always something, though?
Because
we're adults. I had nothing last Tuesday.
Responsibility.
I got nothing next Tuesday. The Tuesday after that. The Tuesday after that.
Until we come to that Tuesday and you go, oh, by the way, I got this.
True.
I got this interview. I got to do this for Compass Media Networks where nobody can hear us.
That's Thursday. Thursdays are, until the football season's over, non-negotiable. There's nothing I can do about that. That's 100%.
Well, look at you today. Here we are Tuesday. You're anxious.
A little anxious.
Very anxious.
A little anxious.
I can feel it. I can feel the tension
just
in the room.
Just a little bit.
Don't you feel the tension?
I it would affect me out there, actually, because I would be looking at the clock, worried about you, and just picturing...
I would affect you.
Picturing your family.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Like, going, can we have another basket of bread while we wait for Dad? You know? And then, like, Kim going, don't worry, honey, he'll be here.
Where are you guys going tonight? Chili's?
No, not quite.
Barrel and Roost?
No.
No.
Though I do love Barrel and Roost.
Yeah, Gabriella's.
No. Kim made the reservations. I actually don't know. We're going to Red Bank. I do know that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know where we're going, but we're not going to Gabriella's or Barrel and Roost.
Yeah, forget it. You're not going to make it to Red Bank.
If Why?
We're playing golf this afternoon on Long Island.
Again, depends on what time we're starting. If we're not starting when I thought we're starting.
You're not.
I mean, Jerry.
Thank you, Eddie.
It's much later.
I mean, we would have to sprint out of here.
Yeah.
And pray to God that there's no traffic in the lower Manhattan snarl.
Ah!
Yeah, there you go. See, and Gio needs to focus on his golf ball, and I can't have him freaking out over you, who's going to be anxious and going 100 miles an hour. So.
Yeah, I get very affected by others out there. I need good energy.
I have good energy.
I know you do. You've got great. I love playing with you. But playing with you when you're like anxious,
forget it. Oh,
and then
man.
Like looking at Waze halfway through the round, building up is not going to be good. I would take the out, Jerry. I would. Unless you're dying to play. You play a lot of golf.
I would just say take the out. You got your kid's birthday. That's important. It's not like it's 16th birthday or 21st birthday. It's his 20th. Going to have many more.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. You never know, though.
You think about it.
No. He's out.
Okay. You've declared him out now?
Yeah, he's out. I can't.
He also declared me out last time before I said I was out.
So he went from in to questionable to doubtful to out.
Yeah,
in the
he's
last
out
Friday
right now.
Minutes.
He's out. Just like it's game day.
Yeah.
And you got to put out your inactives.
The coach just ruled
Jerry's
me out.
Jerry's inactive.
Okay. All right.
You know why? Because I can't have Jerry out there playing, worrying about something else other than playing the game of golf.
All right. So...
I would say the same thing about a football player, too. If you got a hamstring and you're worried about it, you're not playing.
Yeah, this should be
you're
a
not
relief
helping
to
us.
You, Jerry. This should be a relief.
It's not.
It's not?
No. I'm bothered by it.
Why?
Because I should have looked at the calendar first, and I didn't, and I jumped right at it.
What?
What if Matthew comes and plays with us today?
He's at school.
Get him out.
You know, the amazing thing is that this is like the seventh or eighth time.
No,
that
it's
this
not.
Has happened.
No, it is not.
Yes,
that is nonsense.
At least
that is complete and utter bull crap. Not true.
It feels like it. It does.
It does not
feel like it.
It is not the seventh or eighth.
I don't want to add to Jerry's plate.
Because that's
man.
Not fair.
No,
that
just,
is not
just,
fair.
I'm just saying. It's like it is.
It is not.
I'd say more like three or four.
No,
that's okay, not true.
Okay,
seven or eight seems
that's not
extreme.
True. That is not true.
Well, you haven't been here for all 18
that's
years.
That's true. That's right.
Well, I didn't play for 20 years.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, you know, my back hurts.
I did not.
Like, it's not. Always an impediment.
I have a life. That is part of it. But that's not true. Seven or eight's not fair. That is not fair. And the last time is on you.
J-I-R.
All I needed to do last time, what?
J-I-R. Jerry Impediment Recco.
The last time, all I said was, give me 5 minutes to change an appointment, and you said, no, you're out. And that was not fair.
Yeah, again, because you would have been anxious.
And I would not have been. I was going to change the appointment to another day to free up my day to hang out with you.
Can you listen to yourself talk for just 1 second? Can you hear
me? I do hear myself. I was going to go actually make the arrangements to make myself available because I didn't want to say no. And then before you gave me the opportunity, you said, oh, you've got an appointment. More important, you're out.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the anxiousness this morning when I came in.
That's why Alan Geo came to me and told me that, hey, Jerry's anxious. I said, about what?
I didn't have the jacket and the whole thing. So.
Well, the whole
that was another issue. Yeah.
Well, whatever. But I looked at you, and you're all dressed in your golf outfit like you're ready
to
go.
I'm ready to play.
At 11 o'clock.
Yes, that's what I thought.
All right, let's get to whatever update you have here, and we'll see how this plays out throughout the morning. What's going on?
We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we get you to your guy, Kevin Harlan, last night. He had the Ravens and the Bucks.
So Jackson is in the gun. At his side is Justice Hill. Two receivers left. One receiver right. Looks into the nickel. Shotgun snap from the Buccaneer 4. Here comes the pass into the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Leaping two-handed grab by the tight end, Andrews. His second touchdown reception tonight.
Yeah, and with that, he is the all-time leading touchdown receiver in Ravens history. How about that? 43 for Andrews. He had two last night. The Ravens, after spotting the Bucs at 10-0 lead, score 34 straight points. They beat Tampa 41-31. Kevin Harlan, usually right on everything, as we know, one of the best to do it.
Yep.
But even he can have his issues with that good old halftime snack.
Go to GoodRx.com or download the free... Oh, that's it. Don't eat popcorn at halftime. Holy smokes. Don't eat popcorn at halftime. Tell your children that when you put them to bed tonight. I got a game to do here.
That's amazing. And Kurt wasn't exactly helping him. He was laughing at him as he's choking.
Help him finish the read, for God's sakes, cow. Kurt.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, boy, what a game he had. 17 of 22, 281, 5 touchdowns, no picks, ran for 52 yards. He says, I just keep things simple.
Playing football, trying to win. That's all that's in my mind, trying to win. Sir.
And we talked about the two touchdown passes to Andrews and the most receiving touchdowns in Ravens history. Here was Andrews.
I'm fortunate to have, you know, incredible teammates, unselfish guys, you know, and just keep on going. I'm, you know, coaches, players, everybody. And you got to look back at the guys like Todd Heap and the guys that have done it before you.
And that's who he passed, was Todd Heap.
You know, if you remember, at the beginning of the year, they played the Kansas City Chiefs. It was Isaiah Likely who was getting all the throws because Andrews wasn't healthy yet. Yep. Now they got them both back in there. They got Derrick Henry running for over 160 yards in this game. You talk about a balanced team. They got like 270 yards rushing, 264 yards passing, and they are probably, maybe the Lions are right there with them, but they got to be the most difficult offense to defend against because of Derrick Henry, those two tight ends, Zay Flowers, and then Lamar's ability to create if something breaks down around him.
And not only did Henry run for over 160 yards, did it on 15 carries. 15 carries, 169.
Now, for them, it's going to be, if they get to the playoffs, which they will, and they end up meeting Kansas City, can they get past Kansas City? That's really what it comes down to.
Well, they were pretty close first time around, and they weren't healthy.
Sort of like the Yankees conversation we've been having. It's like, okay, this is a great regular season. Yeah. All comes down to October, right? I mean,
that's right.
That's what's going on in Baltimore. It's like, okay, we've seen you win MVPs. We've seen you have great regular seasons. We've seen you get the one seed, but beat the Chiefs.
His brilliance is obvious during the year. I mean, it's incredible. Then it comes down to one game against Steve Spagnuolo.
Yep.
And his defense, which has been, you know, lights out. They've been like the top defense in the league. And it's one of the reasons why Patrick Mahomes can have 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and they're undefeated.
And this team lost to the Raiders at home in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy.
Knocked me out of the knockout pool.
And a lot of people. Next hour, we'll give you some sound about Chris Godwin carted off the field with an ankle injury late. We'll hear from Todd Bowles. Cardinals did beat the Chargers 17-15. Chad Ryland, the game-winning 32-yard field goal as time expired. Kyler Murray threw for a touchdown in the second, also had a 44-yard touchdown run. Justin Herbert, I mean, the numbers are good, but he didn't get his team into the end zone. 349 yards passing, no touchdowns, no picks. They had five field goals on the day, and so they suffer the loss last night. A couple of other things from football. You've got, I'll give you the Bill Belichick sound throughout the course of the morning, obviously, with McAfee. Brian Daboll did say he is sticking with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Here's why.
Well, I think he gives us the best chance, number one. I thought, you know, there were a lot of plays that he did exactly what he needed to do. And then, look, there were some plays where it wasn't just on Daniel. It was a collection of things. It wasn't just one person in a protection or a route. It was a collective deal.
Yeah, so it was a big mess across the board. You also had defensively Deontay Banks being called out for a couple of plays where it looks like he quit on plays.
Well, Jalen Hurts was running down the sideline, and right as that happened, you were given one of those blue cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to read something, and I was just like, man, did you guys just see Deontay Banks stop and not go after the quarterback? Just let him go. I was like, and I could see the guys on the sideline screaming at him. The coach was screaming at him.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have seen it since, and a lot of people have had hot takes, as they say. So we'll have some reactions
to that.
That's
not a good look, man. That's a guy
that's a bad video.
Sat down and explained exactly what his responsibilities are.
A couple of other things before I get out of here. You've got Brandon Ayuk does have a torn ACL. Also, Deebo Samuel in the hospital with pneumonia for the 49ers. So dealing with that. Deshaun Watson, a ruptured Achilles. So his season is over. And you've got the Dolphins and Bucks this weekend. Tua is expected back and will play in that game. And Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams suspended two games for PEDs, as they say. Thursday night, Vikings and Rams to kick things off. And tonight, we've got the Knicks and the Celtics. I'll give you 6 seconds on Celtics head coach or from Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. Any pressure to repeat as champions this year?
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure.
Wow, right out of the Jerry Recco playbook, man.
That is phenomenal.
That's see, Jerry, that's funny. What I say, like, today.
That is funny.
You got to make a decision. You got your kid's 20th birthday. You play golf with the fellas that you've agreed to play with. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You're going to be dead anyway.
Yeah, you apply that to most things, it actually frees up your whole world.
Yeah, exactly.
It really does.
That is very true. Yeah. That is true. The Rangers visit Montreal, the Devils home for the Lightning. The Islanders take on the Red Wings. And Thursday, New York City will have a ticker tape parade, the Canyon of Heroes for the WNBA champion Liberty.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So yesterday was right at the end of the show. You know, everything breaks right after the show, whether it was the Rob Saleh firing or the Devontae Adams trade. And then yesterday, another big story broke after the show as TMZ posted a video of Aaron Rodgers picking his nose and eating it. So that was what the Jets news cycle gave us yesterday. And when I saw the headline, I was like, there's just no way. Because, you know, there's a lot of these headlines that it'll say something, and then you go in there, and you're like, it's just not what you're telling me this is. This is not as dramatic as this headline says. So then I watch this video, and, I mean, there's no doubt. Now, I don't know if there was something other than a booger in his nose that he picked out. Like, I don't know, maybe he ate something, there was a crumb in his nose, and he picked that out and put it in his mouth. I don't know. But there is no doubt that he took something from his nasal area and stuck it in his mouth, and he ate it. Now, people over the years have been known to do a lot of weird things with boogers. Like, we talked about how, for whatever reason, people like to smear boogers on the wall next to a urinal in a public place.
Well, right don't here understand. In this bathroom and here.
But there's a lot of bathrooms.
We didn't know who that was. And that's the one thing I said to Jonathan Casillas about coming into the studio. I said, you want to leave a little, you know, if you want to leave a cup or something, I understand all that. Maybe you're getting up and you're leaving quickly. I said, just don't pick your nose and put boogers on the keyboard.
Right, yeah, please.
I just don't want any boogers on the keyboard.
Please. So, you know, I guess Aaron Rodgers, I have no answers. But
I mean,
he's going to have to be asked about it on McAfee today. He has to. He's got to ask him about it.
You don't need answers.
I do need answers. I, for my own curiosity.
What was that a booger you ate?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to ask him.
That's what I would ask him, yeah. I'd be like, you can't tell me that you didn't eat a booger. I watched you do it. So why are you eating a booger? That's what I would say. And if he tried to go at it, like, oh, you know, blah, blah, I don't know. You know, the only thing he could say is, I don't want to talk about it. All right, big, okay, I'll back off. But you just told me you ate your booger. You just don't want to talk about it.
Okay. He ate a booger. Like, nobody's ever eaten a booger before.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you're, you know, you're Aaron Rodgers. You're a multiple-time MVP. You're in your 40s now. He's not 4 years old.
I'm thinking, like, if you're eating a booger like that, you're really probably not all, like, into the moment, into the game and everything. Like, you're probably spaced.
Yeah, like, this isn't
you're
little Johnny.
To yourself, like, what the hell am I doing here?
Like, this isn't little Johnny in kindergarten at recess eating a booger. This is a 40-year-old man.
Did you have, like, I don't ever remember having this happen, but I do remember a couple of other parents dealing with this.
Yeah.
Where their kids would eat a lot of boogers, and the teacher would have to say, you know, your kids are eating boogers.
Yeah.
You know, their own boogers.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Sydney and Gunner didn't eat their boogers.
Yeah.
Not that I know of. And Gunner had a lot of boogers.
Yeah, there's been no indication that my children are booger eaters as well at this point. 6 and 3. Hopefully that doesn't change. I feel like we've raised them to dispose of snot properly, but you know, maybe there's a bad influence in class and somebody's eating a booger and then it's like, you know, and then they gotta eat a booger. Hopefully not, but
hope they're watching a Jet game.
Yeah. Really, really tough spot for Aaron Rodgers.
It is.
I mean, you know, okay. So Pat McAfee asks these like 2 minute long questions. And then he, like, asks and answers and goes on and on and on. Like, you can't, like, he has to go into straight, like, grill mode. Like, he needs to go into, like, Kamala Harris mode on this booger thing.
Well, you got to ask ask a real question and get a real answer.
Right. Yeah.
You can't let somebody filibuster an answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So like if you were asking me like they had me eating a booger or something.
Yeah, I would say there's a video out there. To me, it looks like you ate a booger. Did you eat that booger?
No, I grew up in a middle class family. And by the way, you know, we really didn't have a lot to eat at sometimes in our lives. And maybe we would have to eat a booger or something just to make it through.
God, if Aaron Rodgers does that today,
yes,
then I'm all back in on the Jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.